Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shine. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Rose DeVoe, and I have a charge on my government-issued debit card for your company, which I did not make any purchase.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I start with a zip code?
13309.
And can you verify your address for me?
117 Church Street, Boonville, New York, 13309.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did find an account with the information you provided. I'm just waiting for the system to load. Okay, ma'am, I see on October the 6th, you entered in a contest for a chance to win assorted kitchen products.
No. For where?
It was an online contest.
No. So what is this $39.99 for?
It's a monthly subscription that you pay monthly charge for a closer chance to win.
No. I need that put back on my cards. I did not do this.
Unfortunately, ma'am, it was a valid charge, and I'm only able to give a 35% refund.
Why? I didn't do this.
You didn't enter the contest at all?
No. No, I don't do any of that stuff. This is the fifth time my cards got hit this month. Apparently somebody else is using my card somehow, or my numbers. And I am disabled on Social Security. I cannot afford this.
Okay, ma'am, we take fraud very seriously, and if you didn't make the charges, I'm going to have to forward your car.
You're going to have to what?
Forwarded your car to the fraud department.
To the fire department?
Fraud.
Oh, fraud department. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, Please hold while I gather your information. Okay, I'm forwarding your information to the supervisor and transferring your call. Now, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Thank you.